This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I want to introduce you to Amy Spora. She's a primary school teacher in Gilgandra. Her husband's a farmer. Her three kids watch Lego Masters. They've got dogs and cats. They've also got sheep and dead crops, as Amy puts it. I called her from the studio to better understand the impact of this drought on her husband, Joe.
The best perspective for me as a teacher, that you could teach kids all year and at the end of that year they had learnt nothing, it was zero, and how gut-wrenching that would be as a teacher. And for him, that's what he's seeing as a farmer. He's puts his love and his heart into, this is his world, this is his dream, and to have nothing come out of it and no wage. It was kind of that eye-opener where you just, you know, because I've said so many times to him, are you sure you want to be a farmer? Let's sell up, let's go. And no, it's his dream. It's what gets him out of bed every day. And I think, well, we all need that. We need that purpose.
Amy invited me to their farm an hour past Dubbo to see what it was really like on the ground. The hot, dry, windy and dusty conditions are mentally and physically exhausting.
At the moment, the dust is just, it's awful and it's on everything. Like, you can wash the windows down and there's the dust that comes off it. I often will see in the horizon just this orange storm cloud, except it was just built with the whirling dust. Sometimes it'll be all day, and so Joe will have to work through the day in this dust that fills his ears, gets up his nose, like it's everywhere. I think the drought, once it breaks, I think we will be okay and everyone will get on with their lives again. But I think the dust storms are something that people will never forget.
Amy mentioned that when farmers are trying to cut costs, insurance can be one of the first things to go, which was terrifying to hear, with the very real threat of bushfires in such dry conditions. But thankfully for Amy, she was able to pick up extra days teaching at the local primary school.
In the last couple of years, we've become very good at wants and needs. We do what we need, but we can't always do what we want. Or buy what we want. And that's hard sometimes for the kids. We've dropped the music, we've dropped anything that we... There was a luxury. Mills said to me only recently that she's scared at the end of the drought that we'll have nothing, which is not the case, and being able to reassure her. But what's going on in their little heads is it's hard for them. They see when Joe's low, they see when these dust storms come in. They get it.
Last year, Hope listeners raised enough money to send over 100 kids from drought-affected communities on Scripture Union camps to have something to look forward to and to have a break from the drought. Amy's son was one of those kids and he chose to go on a cricket camp.
Oscar would not have gone to that camp if we hadn't been able to get the sponsorship that was given to him. So for Joe and I, we just felt, it was just so chuffed for him, blessed, because he was able to go and do something that he loved and he buzzed for weeks after it. For the people that have made this sponsorship, I think it's phenomenal that they've made this sponsorship for kids they don't even know, because we wouldn't have been able to do it. It just wouldn't have been in that priority list.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.